You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. We head now to the BetQL guest hotline. We'll be joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. He's the host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle, with Brian Baldinger and Carl Dukes, covering the entire NFL. JLC, good morning. How are you?
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, what are we expecting for weather between Buffalo and the Ravens? Yeah. What are we expecting?
I think the
heaviest stuff's going to be Saturday, but Sunday it'll certainly rain, but I just don't know how heavy it'll be.
Yeah, I'm not positive either. These storms, you know, when they start moving up the coast, weird things can happen. It certainly doesn't look like it's going to be the perfect day for chucking the ball around. How much the wind and the rain are a factor, we probably won't fully know until Sunday morning, but It could be a factor in this game. It could be a factor in some other games played.
Will you be at that game?
Will I be there? No, yeah. I'll have other work obligations.
Gotcha.
But it should be a hell of a game. I mean, there are not two better football players on the planet right now than Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. They're both playing that position and the game in general at a level that I'm not sure we haven't seen much of it in the past. Buffalo packs a much more sound and certainly a much more tenacious defense up front. The ability to rush the passer is something the Bills have in a way that the Ravens just don't. But the Ravens are tied for the NFL lead in takeaways, and that has been that they give up a lot of big plays. They're still very suspect on defense. They also quietly have like a 4-game losing streak going on at home since last year. That's mostly because they've played good quarterbacks at home and they've played mostly crappy quarterbacks on the road.
Jason, weather will not be a factor tonight in Cincinnati as Miami kicks off week 4 with a road trip to Cincy. It looks like it's going to be pretty clear there tonight. Cincy's 1-2, Miami 3-0. What's the latest on Tua and his injury? Looks like he's going to try to give it a go. They have other injury issues too with Jalen Waddle with a banged up groin, I believe.
Yeah, Xavier Howard been on the injury report this year, and in a short week he's in question as well. It does give me pause when you're not sure about a quarterback's ability to, he'll probably start the game, but right then you got a 4 quarters to try to get through. And the stuff they're doing right now, they're playing some big boy football there on the offensive side. And I'm not sure, that Teddy Bridgewater is there yet, if that's the direction they have to go. I like the under here. I know the under's 29-18-1. And feels like the Bengals have played under games for quite some time. The numbers really move, though. It started, I think, this week around 2.5, and last night it was at 4 and looked like it might still be climbing. That That's getting a little extreme, but the Bengals have had terrible starts to games. The first half under is something I'd take a look at as well. The Dolphins have had a couple of good first quarters, but, you know, that was optimal Tua, which I don't think is available to them tonight. And then if you've got Waddle on a pitch count as well, and Miami hasn't run the ball a ton, neither of these teams have really been able to run the ball well, I think they'll both try to tonight. But I think the Bengals win this game and get back to 2-2. Miami seems to have had a horseshoe up its dorsal fin or in its whatever. what's the valve thing or the
blowhole
where they shoot the water out of? Whatever,
hole.
You get.
Yeah, is it a blowhole?
I think so. Yeah.
I know it's got a much more scientific name than that. But
I don't know.
Anywho, they've had a lot of good luck, a lot of good fortune. And I think this is a tough spot for them. A short week. Their defense was on the field for 90 snaps in the heat against Buffalo. Their practice schedule was obviously affected by the storm. So I like the Bengals here.
Can Jacksonville give Philly a scare? Again, we don't know what the weather's going to be like in Philly on Sunday afternoon, but catching 6.5, Jacksonville obviously was dominant last week. Trevor Lawrence can actually run, unlike Wentz. So, maybe the Eagles' front four doesn't give him as much trouble. They have a good running game.
Yes.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think that's a big number for an Eagles team that's really good, but in all three games, they do a ton of damage in the second quarter. They build these big leads, and then the games end up lower scoring and closer than you think. And that may end up being the game script here as well. And Jacksonville is a good defensive football team. Jacksonville, as you noted, can run the ball. And the Eagles are allowing 5.4 yards per rush. And I think Doug Peterson is smart enough to look at that and say, we're going to play a style of play. We're going to shoot for a certain kind of game flow. That's going to keep this close. And then maybe Trevor Lawrence makes a play late in the game. Who knows? You can get some pretty good value on the Eagles to win by 1 to 6 points. I'm intrigued by that. I think the Eagles will win this football game, but I don't think this is like the 38-35 game or whatever they played with Detroit week one. I think it's more like what the game flow has been like the last couple of weeks in Eagles games and Jags games for that matter. And, yeah, I'm looking at the under again.
Yeah, you love the unders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason, what's going on in Vegas with the Raiders, the only winless team in the league?
Man.
They only scored 64 points through three games. And Devontae Adams came out in week one, had 10 grabs in that game. Looked like he had that real connection that he had with Derek Carr back in college. Only 7 catches in the last two. So that hasn't really worked in the last two games. Now they have Denver coming in. They could fall to 0-4, and it could be really ugly if they don't get a win this weekend.
Yeah, it's weird. Adams had 17 targets out of 37 pass attempts in week one, and you're like, hey, they're going to have to recalibrate. And they did. They've just, the pendulum swung too far the other way. And, you know, talking to Baldy this week for the In the Huddle podcast, you know, I'm like, when you see the film, what are you seeing here? Because, you know, is Adams just being doubled into oblivion? And he, you know, Baldy was basically of the mindset that the pendulum has swung too far the other way. And, you know, unless Devontae Adams is completely open, Carr seems to be going in another direction. But we all know that, you know, look, was Devontae Adams open all the time in Green Bay? No. He just gave the quarterback a look. He got a half step. Or he just leaned a certain way, and you knew he's going to get that ball and not the defender. So I think that this is obviously a desperate spot for the Raiders. And the Raiders' offensive line isn't the worst in the league. I think Adams' numbers from a fantasy standpoint, a prop standpoint, will be better this week. I think he will get more of a timeshare. I think Carr will let him make some plays on the ball. There's obviously a good defense there in Denver, Patrick Surtain, et cetera. But the Raiders are, you could take 6 plays out of their season and they're the third undefeated team and they're going for 4-0. Now maybe that's the league. Maybe that's just the way the ball bounces sometimes, but I like the Raiders in this spot. I'm far from sold on Denver. And I think that the Raiders know this is their season.
Arizona has been a disaster.
They're terrible.
And And Kyler has 65 rushing yards. Lamar's got like 240. I mean, Lamar's running. Josh Allen's running. These guys are running. Kyler's got 65. He throws 58 passes last week, none of them for touchdowns.
Yeah.
The play calling was a joke. And now they're playing in Carolina. Carolina sucks, so I would expect them to win. But, man, Arizona, if they lose this, they're 1-3, and Kyler ain't playing well.
Well, Arizona should be 0-3. I mean, they saved their season because Kyler played street ball in the fourth quarter of that game against the Raiders and made a couple of plays where, you know, everything fell their way. But their scripted stuff is terrible. They've been outscored 31-0 in the first quarter. You can actually read more about them if you're so inclined. And Kyler Murray in the Washington Post, I wrote about him.
Good.
This week, or yeah, it should be there. If it's not there now, it should be soon. They're not a good operation. Cliff Kingsbury's play calling scripts have been doo-doo, and his adjustments have been maybe worse. They play shotgun. You know, they're in shotgun 95% of the time. He doesn't really move guys around. There's not a lot of motion. There's not a lot of pre-snap stuff. They don't have individuals who can just go out and win. Like, they don't have a Cooper Kupp. They got Hollywood Brown to stretch the field. I believe Kyler's averaging like 7.7 yards per attempt to Hollywood Brown. He's just been a safety valve when he's under pressure. There's not a whole lot of there, and I'm not sure that they've, you know, got the bandwidth to really improve it markedly. Now, to your point, they're lucky because you watch Carolina's offense in the first quarter, and they're right down there in the dregs with the Cardinals. Slow start, first half under would be very appealing to me.
And McCaffrey might be out, probably will be out.
Yeah, he's dinged up, which is a factor. And again, I think this is probably a low-scoring game either way. The Arizona's offense is so bad that it's kind of taken the focus off of a defense that doesn't do a whole hell of a lot either.
Right.
Arizona also hasn't been able to run the ball a lick. I mean, if you look at their overall numbers, they don't look horrible, but then you look at the second half rushing when they've been down by 20 points, and it's like, well, yeah, they want you to run then, Cliff. That's what they want you to do. The other team has scored at least 13 points in all three games before the Cardinals got on the scoreboard. I lean to the Panthers here. I don't say it with any great, you know, emphatically, because I don't like either of these teams. But Arizona's in trouble.
You mentioned your podcast with Brian Baldinger in the huddle. He likes to look at the film. What has he seen from Carson Wentz through three games? I mean, obviously gave up a bunch of sacks last week, but a lot of that seemed to fall on Carson.
Well, I don't – this might shock people, but we haven't talked about the Commanders. I haven't thought to bring them up, nor has he.
Oh, really?
It's just they're kind of – you know what I mean? They're an afterthought. It's just they just are. They're kind of NFL flotsam and jetsam, man. They play every week. You know, they get bullied pretty much every week. Neither of us thought Carson Wentz was a starting quarterback anymore. But that is an embarrassment, though. I mean, I know that Baldy, when we talked about the Eagles, did mention in passing that, like, you know, that's not supposed to happen in the NFL. Like, you're not supposed to be able to absolutely eviscerate your opponent in the trenches on, like, every single play. But that was the case. You know, I don't think Carson Wentz at this stage is a guy who's going to be able to operate at a very high level week in, week out, if everything is there, let alone, you know, almost nothing. Obviously, they got to find a way to get Scary Terry involved with the offense more. I mean, there's just... You know, but there's not a whole lot of innovation there, you know, or creativity. You don't look at them and say, wow, that's an amazing concept. That's a really cool idea. It's just a bad football team.
So are you out on Ron then, too?
I've never been in. They took a guy who was a decent NFL coach, and they gave him the whole franchise. And they asked, you know, hey, you're gonna decide what color the carpet is, and you're going to run everything, and you got in charge of personnel, and you can build a personnel department. And, like, I just was like, well, where is there anything in his resume that says he's that guy? I don't know why Del Rio's still there. I don't get a lot of staffing decisions. I don't I mean, there's just, it's that, I don't know. Do people see things? Am I missing something? Are there things that are happening behind the scenes that are inspiring the football fans of the DMV that they think better days are ahead with this regime? Like, is that, I mean, is that
probably depends on who you're talking to, but no,
the majority
of people agree with you.
I think for the most part, people agree.
We're three years in. I mean, I listened to him talk, and at times he's acting like he got hired 45 seconds ago. It's like, bro, like the rebuild should have started 3 years ago. Like, you know, we need more time, and well, it's still early, and this or that. I mean, look, the way they've handled the quarterback situation, and not just from a personnel standpoint, but, you know, going back to even some of the stuff they did with Haskins. Like, I mean, I'm sure he feels like he's got forever, and because, you know, people are tracking the owner's boats and planes, and nobody knows where the hell Waldo is. Like, he probably does, but that doesn't mean, like, it's good close to good.
If they lose this week to Dallas and the offense looks horrible again and, you know, it's a blowout or whatever, it's going to get really bad next week. But, you know, who knows? That's why they play the games. I mean, they could go and beat Dallas and then they're two and two and everyone's happy.
Yeah, I know Jerry's ready to put Dallas in the Super Bowl and Cooper Rush in Canton, but Dallas has, you know, Dallas is not a great football team either. But no, I mean, I don't see a whole lot of arrows pointing up for the Commanders.
Yeah. Jason, thanks as always for the time. Have a great
weekend. Guys, my pleasure.
Talk to you next week, man.
Yep.
Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Make sure to follow In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
I asked him the Baldy question because I saw on Baldinger's Twitter, he had some film of the Eagles pass rush. And I think he said that they didn't blitz one time and they hit Carson 17 times.
Okay. Yeah, I figured you asked that question because you knew that they talked about it.
No, a lot of times it was four guys just going, see it.
Yeah, they didn't even need to send the blitz.
One time, I think, and Baldy pointed, it was 4-on-7.
No.
Like the Commanders kept two tight ends in, and five back offensive linemen against four defensive guys, and they got to Carson
they
Wentz.
They still got home.
Yeah, but you know what?
Like, some of it is Carson steps up when he shouldn't step up or drops back too far and the ends get to him.
Well, if you buy into Logan Paulson's breakdowns and those kinds of things, I mean, Logan says, look, they're professionals. They're going to correct those mistakes, and they're going to play better. So
one would hope.
We'll see.
Coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to hook up the greedy prize pigs right now. 10th caller at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to the Marlon Wayans Microphone Fiend Tour Saturday, October 15th at the theater at MGM National Harbor. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to WPGC.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. 10th caller now wins those tickets, and we have another pair to give away before the show is done, so keep listening to win.
I can tell you firsthand, it's an awesome place to see comedians.
It definitely is.
I saw Bill Burr there. I saw Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yep. I saw Gaffigan there a couple years ago.
I wish I'd seen Gaffigan. I can't believe I missed Gaffigan.
He was very good.
I love food humor. He crushes it.
Food humor makes you laugh.
He had a show on FX for a little while. I think it was FX, and I loved it, but it lasted for like 8 episodes.
It was short-lived. Yeah. Unlike the EP, which has been going strong for 20-plus years.
And it's dry cakes.
It's brought to you by The Avenue and Capital Crab and Sportsbook. It's the bleeping place to be.
I want to run this by you. I have found a new show that I'm addicted to. Like, literally addicted.
Ooh, this is a good
tease. Is it new or is it old?
It's been around, and I just stumbled onto it. I know for a fact JP's never seen it because he never gets up in this range of channels.
Oh, it must be like HGTV or something.
No. Show on...
I could star in that.
Nat Geo, and it's unbelievable. I guess it's been around since 2012, but maybe they've had off and on seasons.
Okay.
And it's the TSA agents... It's the people that work at the border of Mexico.
Okay.
It's all about like people coming in their cars, and then the drug cartels have like black tar heroin and fentanyl and everything you think of stuffed in every compartment. Like,
yeah.
It looks like a totally normal car.
Sure.
They're interviewing the guy. They're asking him why he's coming to the country. He says he's going to see his mom.
Right.
And then the dog sniffs something, and they take the and then there's like. $50 million worth of coke. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And this is Nat Geo, correct?
Yes.
Nat Geo.
What people are smuggling into the country on a daily basis. I'll never give a TSA agent a hard time. I never have before because I just want to go about my business. I don't ever want to be hassled. I'm always nice. But I can understand why they're ornery.
Sure.
Because you have people like... And they totally, whatever the word is, what's the word where they judge you by your looks, like the way they...
Profile.
They totally profile people.
Judge
so in other
by
words,
its color.
Like if you're coming from the Dominican,
yeah,
they know a bunch of people from the Dominicans, they say, bring drugs in, or certain places where they bring in like fruits.
They don't bring baseballs in for the Dominican.
No, they don't bring like shortstop gloves.
Right.
But they
Rawlings.
But they know, like, they'll look at your travel, and the guy was only there for a day, and, you know, why has he got 10 bags?
Right, because he has a million lizards he's sneaking into the country.
Yeah, people bring in the weirdest things. Yeah. Like, these Asian people will come from... Korea, whatever.
And yeah, and they're in the market. They're in the markets, and
yeah,
they
bring in
like
all this
animals
crazy
food.
And some of them aren't even trying to be duplicitous. They just like their crazy soup or whatever.
Right.
And they bring in all kinds of contraband food.
Like, why do you have 100 shark fins in your luggage?
Yeah. And then, but then there are other people that are literally drug mules.
Yeah.
And they just look like regular people. And they do spot checks, and they open it up, and they bring out their underwear. Next thing you know, in the shampoo bottle is all of this crystal meth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's my I watch it, and I'm just stunned. I'm stunned at the nonsense. I'm stunned at the sheer volume of crap that these people have to deal with on a daily basis.
That's why you
at the border,
in
at the airport,
forever,
everywhere. Yes, it's. Crazy.
Well, fentanyl's
off the charts.
Yeah.
And they have to, when they test it, and they test it right there in the airport, sometimes they have to put it in this thing like you're dealing with like nuclear stuff. Like they put your arms through.
You don't want to touch it because that could kill you.
Yeah, it could kill you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just, Jason, I think you would like it.
I probably would. What countries are the leader in the fentanyl crisis right now?
I don't know.
Mexico's a big one.
Well, China was big for a while.
Oh, China,
yeah,
for sure. China, for sure.
And there's got to be some, I think I read India is now one of the top countries of fentanyl flow.
Probably.
Yeah, it's just absurd.
But
it's absurd.
It is crazy. And what the thing is they show the people. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes their face are blurred out, but a lot of times... They just show the people, and they look like regular tourists.
Yeah.
And then they open up their luggage and they're so busted.
All the people.
I mean, literally black tar heroin. Just, it's unbelievable.
I mean, once they're busted, they're going away for like 30 years.
You would think.
Like if you're trafficking that amount of drugs.
You would think and hope.
You would think, but sometimes there's false positives.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. They had one yesterday where they showed one of those tunnels that they found in a house that was like in Tijuana or whatever, like right across the street. But the tunnel was like, I don't know, 50, maybe a half mile long, 90 feet down below. Like,
it's a lot of burrowing to make a tunnel.
Can you imagine how long that took to build that?
I can't even imagine. And by the way, it was like 3 feet by 3 feet. You could barely get in there.
Yeah.
I would die. I'd be so claustrophobic.
Yeah,
I couldn't
so
do
claustrophobic.
It. I couldn't be in there for 2 seconds.
And the agents had to go all the way down 90 feet down below.
Yeah.
Lurch size tunnel.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if the lurch would fit.
I couldn't.
Anyway, it's my new jam. I stumbled onto it.
What is that? Is it weekly?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. All I know
is
I stumbled into it, and I watched like 4 episodes in a row. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go to bed. And then last night, it was on again. I started watching it again.
I think what Jason's addicted to is Dahmer on Netflix.
Have you started it?
I saw the first episode.
You all in?
Yeah, it's disturbing. I mean, very disturbing.
Oh, disturbing case.
It's very disturbing just to think about how that dude was wired.
That Dahmer is getting so much run.
Yeah. A lot of run.
Anywhere you look into like entertainment headlines, everyone's talking about the Dahmer series on Netflix. Yeah. It's getting
Dahmer's hot.
It's getting Tiger King like
so
run.
I watched, like I told you guys, I watched on YouTube the testimony of the guy Tracy Edwards, who was the 30-year-old that he tried to kill,
who escaped
and turned him into the cop. So I heard all that testimony. So the first episode of Dahmer kind of explains that whole story. So I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just very interesting that they started the series with the day that he was caught.
Right.
And they kind of go backwards. But you'd like it. I mean,
it's riveting.
The acting's really good. What's the actor's name?
I think his name's Evan Peters.
He's perfect.
Yeah, he's a convincing Dahmer.
Yes,
now,
he's perfect.
On a sad note, I'm sure you guys have all seen the headline that Coolio passed away yesterday at the age of 59, Cakes.
Yeah, it's scary, man.
Supposedly, it was like 4 p.m. He was just at a buddy's house, a friend's house, something.
Heart attack?
They think he had cardiac arrest. Now, I've seen some people speculate that maybe something's going on, but police say there was no drugs found or drug paraphernalia, so it wasn't like he was in an obvious drug house or anything. But it does seem strange. He went to the bathroom, and then he never came in saying, like, the world's longest duty. And then they finally checked on him, and he was passed out on the floor.
I was going to say, was he on the toilet?
He wasn't on the toilet. He didn't pull, like, an Elvis. Yeah. Isn't that how
Man,
Elvis died?
I think so.
I was despondent yesterday when I went to what I thought was my private bathroom in Homewood Suites. And as I'm doing my business, getting set up, a guy comes in and sits just right next to me, the stall next to me.
The ultimate insult.
Oh, man.
Cakes does.
Were you
how many days a week do you do that?
Not
because I usually leave before Cakes, but yesterday I was walking about, I don't know, 20 yards behind Cakes.
Yeah.
And the guy from Homewood Suites, the happy guy, I call him, he always has the cars lined up ready to go. I get sized. And he'll come out and greet you with your key.
Sure.
And so I was like, well, Cakes was in front of me. Why is this car sitting there? I was like, dawned on me. Oh, he's going to take a dumper.
And the guy next to me, he wasn't even dumping. He was just going into like change into his suit.
Oh.
I was like, see, you're in a hotel. Do this in your
How
room.
How long had you been holding on to it?
He was probably an employee.
Yeah, what if
no,
it was
No, he wasn't an employee. He was just a random dog.
Just a random guy?
Probably from like, I don't know,
Cakes thinks
Arkansas.
It's his bathroom.
It's my bathroom.
Yeah.
Second floor?
Yes, I'm the only person that knows about it. Me.
I'm there a lot.
Never now, seen you there.
I don't take dumpers there.
What do you do there?
I just go number one.
Why don't you do that here?
Sometimes it just hits me as I'm walking up the street, up half street.
I always drain before I leave. I always make sure I evacuate.
Well, again, sometimes I don't like to be in this bathroom if someone else is
and
in
sometimes,
there.
I know, but I can pee.
Sometimes in the morning, especially, Denton is in there and it throws Jason
Denton
off.
He was
off
in there.
Of his routine.
Denton, he was there this
Denton,
morning.
Denton makes smelly ones. I'm going to tell you that right now.
He was there, and I
I've
always know
him before.
I always know it's him. You know why?
Yeah. White Crocs.
White Crocs.
He's got the White Crocs.
Well, that's a little bit.
What's the other? What's the other guy's name?
Matt.
Matt, he's a smelly one, too. Matt sits in his. He doesn't courtesy flush.
But the king is Chepe. Everybody knows Chepe's in the bathroom.
Chepe talks on the phone. Yeah. Chepe listens to the radio.
Yeah. He's scrolling TikTok.
Yeah. He has no shame. Chepe is...
It's just business as usual when he's in
there. Yes. Always with the phone. Yeah. That phone has so much fecal matter on it. It's impossible. It's impossible that it doesn't.
Yeah. And you wonder why I don't want to be in there.
No.
I couldn't believe the audacity of that tourist to come in and interrupt me.
No, that's a...
While I was doing my thing.
When someone does that, that's almost like prison time.
It was very upsetting.
You know what else? Something you're going to Joan on this, but another reason I go upstairs to second floor at Homewood, sometimes, because their breakfast ends at 10, but sometimes there's a little bit...
A little continental.
There's something, there's a little... There's still some leftovers.
Was it pastry left?
A pastry or a muffin or a big, you know, cup of orange juice, and I go in there and grab it.
I like that hustle.
But usually they're cleaning it up by about 9:45, so
right.
I'm too late.
Yeah.
But sometimes if I'm really famished, I go up there and I get lucky and I get a bagel or something like that.
Again,
try it, Cakes.
Because you're not going to buy something, obviously, from
Correct.
The little spot they have off the side of the
Correct.
Lobby with the way overpriced,
no.
whatever it is.
What's the freebie?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm sorry, reasonably priced items that they have for sale.
LeBron James Cakes.
I know
Kevin
going
Love
here. Yes.
And Draymond Green are buying a pickleball team. They are joining the
Smart
club.
Business is all
it
that
is. Again, in the
Good.
Press release, the fastest growing sport in the country, Cakes. this is a big deal. So we've got Drew Brees involved. You've got James Blake involved. You've got Gary V. involved.
I wish Drew Brees is more involved passing the ball to Alvin Kamara, because Jameis Winston is no bueno for Alvin Kamara.
He's not.
Now you've got LeBron, Kevin Love, Draymond. You got some big hitters, Case.
Kevin Durant playing.
How much
From
money,
the video of Kevin
how much
Durant
money
playing?
Is Kevin Love slated to make in the year of our Lord 2022?
I'm going to guess about $27
million. Look that up.
$27 or $30 million a year player.
I mean, spot racket?
Sure. Just to make me feel poor.
How much is
I might have lowballed it.
How much is a pickleball team?
I don't know how much it would cost. Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't be that much.
It can't be a ton.
Does he also, LeBron, have an English Premier League team?
Yes, he's involved with one through the Red Sox involvement. Like the Red Sox like have a holding company that owns, I think, an EPL team. I'm not sure which one.
Kevin Love, who now comes off the bench, by the way, still just 34 years old. His average salary is $30.1 million.
Look at that.
What do you think his career earnings are?
Ooh, Kevin Love's career earnings.
$180 million.
That's a great number.
$235 million.
$235 million.
I mean, he made some all-star teams, good player, won a championship.
So he's going to make about close to $300 million when it's all said and done. Just in salary. That doesn't count endorsements.
Cakes.
What a career.
Cakes. Shout out to David Budway.
I don't know who that person is.
He just paid me $5 on Venmo.
Okay.
Eric-Bickle-3.
Yes.
He says, thanks for being silly and all the years of entertainment. Love from Sydney, Australia.
Wow, look at that. You're getting Venmo bucks from Sydney. That's
How
fantastic.
About that, Cakes?
That's a good thing.
And last but not least, maybe at some point we could talk about Tom Hanks. He made this comment that he's only made 4 pretty good movies. The only one I know for sure, there's two I think.
Saving Private Ryan, really good. Forrest Gump, really good.
I would
Philadelphia.
Say Forrest Gump and Philadelphia, the first two that I thought of. See,
Splash.
I didn't really watch Saving Private Ryan.
You hear Captain
Captain Phillips was good.
This is what I think, is that it's the movies that he produced and directed.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Road to Perdition.
Boring.
And That Thing You Do.
What about Castaway?
Oh, that one with the
Castaway's,
singing?
Castaway's
silly.
That's one of my favorites.
Castaway's fantastic.
He's done a ton of good movies.
Did he ever acknowledge what they are? Everyone's just guessing.
Everyone's
right?
guessing because that's what he said in his book.
You're saying Philadelphia is not going to be one of the four.
It has to be.
Forrest Gump has to be one.
And I think Forrest Gump. Those are my top two.
We're sleeping on one of his best.
Yeah.
League of Their Own.
League of Their Own.
That's a good one.
It's a very funny movie.
It's really funny.
It's very funny.
I'm putting that in top 4.
You know who's really funny in that? Very low-key funny? John Lovitz. Former Jux guest.
He's great.
Very funny with his little dog that he brings in here all the time.
Yep.
Forgotten the dog's name, but he brings it in every time he's here. All right, when we come back, we'll give you another chance to win a pair of tickets to see Marlon Wayans, who will be at MGM National Harbor on October 15th. So keep listening if you want to win those tickets. We'll give those away next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, make sure you download, subscribe to BetQL Picking Fatties, the podcast I do with Skippy.
Yeah.
Today, Skippy is out because he's got some other work he's got to do. So Pete Haley's going to join me.
Ooh, look at that. Special guest, Pete Haley.
My man Pete Haley and I are going to talk, shocker, Commanders Cowboys.
Of course you are.
Nice.
We'll probably talk some Jags and Eagles.
Why don't you we'll talk pick, Bengals we'll pick, and
we will. We're going to talk Thursday night
Dolphins.
Game, and we're going to pick the game. And so it won't be as long as it usually is with Skippy and I, but Pete Haley's, I like him. He's fun.
Do you mix in any Survivor Pool discussions?
Sometimes, yeah, because Skippy's in the Survivor Pool. So sometimes we'll talk about that. Skippy's one of the 11 that still have all three conferences remaining out of the 46.
Very good. Good for him.
All of us only have two.
Yeah, because Northwestern stinks.
Stinks on ice.
I completely farmed it out to my son.
That's
he
fine.
Sends me a pick.
That's okay.
I'm simply a middleman.
That's okay.
I'm a middleman for some reason. He'll send me the picks, and I send to Jason. Mm-hmm. Jason will send me an email. I send to Dylan. It's kind of the way it works.
I'm just praying that they haven't moved the total for the Terps-Michigan State game off of the 60.5 at BetMGM, because in about 17 minutes before I pull out of D.C., I will place my bet on my phone on my BetMGM app, and I will risk most of what I have in my account on, it's gross to say, I hate them, but I will cash in on an under if the weather moves in, and it's a slog fest in college.
The weather's definitely going to move in. Let me see if that number has moved.
Please tell me it hasn't. I will be distraught if it has.
What time's that game? 3:30.
3:30
right?
Kick from the Shell in College Park.
It's 59.5.
I said moved down a tick. I don't like that.
Probably because we've been talking about it.
Probably
a little bit.
Has. We're influential. We move lines everywhere.
Yeah.
So we're taking the Cuse and South Carolina in the Survivor Pool. I have no idea who they're playing.
Syracuse plays, I think, Wagner.
Okay, I like
South
that
Carolina
one.
Plays tonight against SC State. South Carolina
okay,
State.
I like that
not,
one, too.
Not NC State.
I get it.
SC State.
South Carolina State.
I mean,
they moved the game up to Thursday because it was originally scheduled for
Saturday. Why would
Saturday.
I participate when my son knows more?
Why would you do that? Of course you let him make the picks.
So anyway.
If we win the money, we'll split.
And I'm hoping
it's
that
a good pot.
Hoping that Pitt
is
beats,
like two G's.
So it's over. It's like 2,300.
Pitt just beat Georgia Tech at home. Can they do
yes,
that?
Yes.
Can they do normal ranked team things and beat a bad team on their home field?
Yes. You will win.
Okay.
That.
I hope you're right.
And you're right. Most people are taking Syracuse.
Have we talked about this before? Do you think is Aaron Judge, is he ugly?
I brought that up. I said I don't think he's ugly, right?
He's not that handsome.
I don't think he's that silly. Now, he's silly hitting balls over fences. Aaron. He's great at that.
Yeah.
But he's not, I mean, he's not classically handsome.
I'm just looking at some pictures of him, and I don't know.
I think he does
so
have
big.
Great teeth, too, right?
Well, he's got big teeth.
He's got big teeth. He's a big
Somebody's
guy.
He's just so big.
Yeah, he's just big.
I think that's what
it's
hurts
like he
him.
Has gigantism.
He might yeah. have gigantism.
Right?
Yeah.
He looks like that.
He's basically a giant.
I mean, he's a big dog, man.
Who's his pops must be tall, because I saw the little scene there with his mom. His mom was short.
He's adopted.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yes.
Yeah. He's adopted?
I'll talk about a parent
his
lottery
wife
ticket.
Is small, too, right? What is he, like 6'6"? I don't even know.
6'7", I believe.
He's that big?
Just think, mm-hmm. Cakes' parents could have adopted an Aaron Judge. Instead, they got a Cakes.
Hey, they got me. Hey, I'm not that bad. No, I'm not Aaron Judge. I'm handsomer than Aaron Judge. I guarantee you that. I'm way better looking than that dog.
Yeah,
I mean that's crazy. A lot.
Hey, and one other thing on a serious note, you guys might. I'm not trying to irritate anybody. I just didn't know this was a thing. So there was some prisoner or whatever was running around. Some suspect. Uh-huh. He was running away from the cops.
Okay.
He had a gun.
Yeah. All right.
He pointed the gun. I don't know where. Uh-huh. He pointed the gun at the police dog that was tackling him.
Okay.
And they killed the guy.
Good. Because that dog is a police officer.
Yeah, and I didn't know that was a thing.
It is.
Yeah, can't shoot the police
dogs. I mean,
dogs.
You don't want to shoot a... I always think humans greater
yes,
than animals.
I'm with you.
But, you know, if you have a gun near a police dog, you also have one near a policeman. So,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. But, wow, I didn't realize if you just point a gun at a dog, they could kill you.
You know what? A lot of dogs and animals are greater than a lot of humans that I interact with.
I know.
Well, that's true,
I know,
too.
I mean, that's also
even,
true.
Not even close.
There are a lot of terrible humans.
So that was in Tucson.
Yeah.
You know what? Glad they shot him in the head. He deserved it.
Did they shoot him in the head?
He had it coming.
I don't know where they shot him.
I'm glad they shot him. I'm glad he was shot.
Yeah.
Crazy. He was threatening a canine police officer.
Yeah, but canine,
you should get shot.
Canine tackled his ass. He Ray Lewis his ass. And yeah.
He's a loser.
I'm glad that happened to him.
Yeah, I guess.
The world's a better place without that person.
He deserved that.
Hold on. Did they kill him or did they just
Oh, no, they killed him.
All right, good.
Yeah.
World's a better place without him.
Certainly.
And I guess if it was my dog, I wouldn't want him to kill my dog.
By the way, have they caught the guys who shot Brian Robinson?
I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge.
It's the craziest thing.
It's been like 5 weeks.
It's the craziest thing to me. You know what? Nobody's snitching.
Brian Robinson's coming off that list, and he's going to do work. When he comes off.
Right. Can he come off a week early? Can we get him a week early?
He can't come off a week early. He will not be there
Although
in Dallas.
It's not a code red game. Not yet.
Not yet.
Pink?
Maybe.
Orange?
Next week would be if we lose this week.
Drab was wishing he had a Mountain Dew code red instead of the weird voodoo flavor he was drinking earlier. He said it was trash.
Yeah.
Said it wasn't great.
Right. I've tried this several times and it never sticks, but starting today... I'm trying to give up soda.
Ooh, good luck
for
with that.
For what? Like Lent or something?
No,
or?
Lent.
I don't know what it is.
No, it's just because I'm no. No, you have acid reflux from time to time, and I've had like some symptoms.
Drinking too much? Yeah.
No, I generally just have one soda a day.
You know what just whores my esophagus? Wine.
Yeah,
don't drink a lot of wine, though, do
no,
you?
No, it crushes me.
That's why
when I first got married, I said, you know what? I'm married now. I bought a house. I'm going to be a wine person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it destroyed my side.
Can't do it.
Right.
I'm going to have some tonight with dinner just because you said
good.
That.
All right. We're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see Marlon Wayans' Microphone Fiend Tour Saturday, October 15th at the theater at MGM National Harbor. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to WPGC.com/events, and those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. Make a night out of it. Go to MGM National Harbor, have a great time, eat at one of the fine restaurants,
so
go see a great comedy
show. So Tua versus Burrow tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, Burrow and Tua.
And I'm hoping Waddle is a go.
Dolphins hopefully are due happens. For a loss.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next. Boom. Here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.